I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Got some latest in the soap opera around Micah Parsons' contract coming to you in just a second. We're live at Jake's in Fort Worth. Come on by, get you a cold beer, get you a cheeseburger. Like, I just had some chicken strips. I think Brian had a turkey burger, actually. It's outstanding.
Yeah, third straight week with a turkey burger. I can't get away from it. But, man, the sweet potato fries.
Oh, my gosh.
This, no joke. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Dawson's like kind of a maple syrup on the sweet potato fries.
There's some kind of glaze on it, and the salt's perfect. Ooh, and the sugar's
really
perfect. And and salute to them. That's one heck of a menu item right there. Like, there's a lot of people doing sweet potato fries. These guys are doing it the best, no doubt about it. Salute to the Fort Worth Police Department. Their lieutenant just had him. I believe there's a couple of bike officers swung on by. Look at that challenge coin they gave us.
That's
took
awesome.
A picture with them. You know, so salute to you, Lieutenant. They said they'll be patrolling the area, make sure nothing gets out of hand here. They know people are going to be competing and vying, and, you know, sometimes
you can get rowdy tonight.
I was looking down, and all of a sudden, like, you stood up, and then, like, two officers walk up. I'm thinking,
yeah,
uh-oh.
There he goes.
What happened?
He finally did it.
They finally caught up with him.
It's only a matter of time.
They waited until he got to Fort Worth.
Yes. Well, you know, the good news is I'm still free and they're patrolling right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a great time here at Jake's. And, you know, Jake's is growing. They need great people to help. So whether it's your first job or you're ready for your dream job, apply for a gig at jakesburgersandbeer.com if you're like to work at a great spot, sports on TV and great food. So what you have, basically, is Jerry Jones on Michael Irvin's podcast, Joseph Hoyt in the Morning News, reporting about it via Twitter. Apparently, Jerry says, when we wanted to send the details to the agent, David Mulligetta, the agent told us to stick it up our woohoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
A-double-S.
Yeah.
You know, not so that's a little bit more perspective. He continues saying that Mulligetta told him to not bother sending details because he had to negotiate still. Jones, quote, the least incremental part of the whole equation is the attorney or the agent. He's not the principal here in any way. I just think it's laughable how Jerry Jones has tried to go around the agent and then, like, kind of gaslight people into believing that the agent isn't actually a pretty damn important thing. I'm giving this guy, like, 5% of millions and millions of dollars, but it's okay to just work around him. No problem, Jer. And Jer's been trying to do this with players for decades.
Mm-hmm.
But the last thing that sort of made Hoyt's report on social is, quote, we really have 3 years to work this out. I did that with Dak. The precedent is handling it like Dak. In this particular case, Micah comes in and plays on this contract. And if he doesn't, it's very costly. So I think that's the most important thing. Jerry's been trying to tell us this for months.
Yeah.
That Mike has got a contract and they're in no hurry to get this done. So the only way I could see it getting done is Micah deciding to take whatever Jerry thought they had a handshake deal on it. That's the only way this thing's getting done anytime soon.
Which is that still on the table?
Yeah, the question has to be, though, is Jerry Jones so upset with the way this has progressed that he has taken any kind of offer off the table that him and Micah even talked about, and that's a possibility right now with the way Jerry is.
That Sean would be fascinating. Yes, I was going to say Sean and RJ had the conversation this morning. Like, has this gone into the Jimmy Johnson disloyalty thing?
Right, because if you're watching, you know, America's Team, the Gambler and his Cowboys, and I just finished it last night, and I'm excited to see where Lucius is on this as well. But, like, the one thing that is very evident, the big issue with the Jimmy and Jerry deal was he felt the Jimmy and Jerry deal, he felt that there was disloyalty on Jimmy Johnson's part. And the second that there is trust loss there, I think it's very difficult for Jerry to move past that. And if he is saying that he worked out all the terms, amount, guarantees, everything, and then they're going to send it over to the agent, and the agent then tells him to stick it up the rear, yeah, I can kind of get why there might be some bad feelings and like, well, what the hell on Jerry's side. Now, it is also to think that you're going to get something done without an agent in 2025 is foolish, but that's where Micah needs to take some ownership in this as well, because it takes two people to tango. Micah was clearly involved in these negotiations, and all Micah had to do was say, I'm not talking until my agent is here. Then the NFLPA could get involved, because people are asking why not. Well, Micah didn't say that. Micah was negotiating, and so he's got to take his fault in this as well.
You guys think that David Mulugeta is trying to save a little face for Micah? That his guy stepped into the ring there and got a little bloodied, and you know, now he stepped out of the ring like, okay, wait a minute, I was probably a little bit over my head there. You think Mulugeta is saying, yeah, well, tell the Cowboys to stick it, and you know, and hey, you got to call us and all that. It's not right. I mean, both parties here, but I wonder if Mulugeta is running a little cover for Micah.
It's hard for me to say for sure because I don't know the exact nature of how that conversation ended. And if yeah. Jerry is trying to make that part up,
yeah.
you know, to create a little bit drama, to serve it up a little bit hotter, like, sure. is the, you know, to what extent is that real? I know yeah. that's what he's saying publicly, but
right.
he's negotiating right now. He's working. So, you know, to me, I'm just going to take it on the surface that Micah and his agent are offended that Jerry tried to work around him.
Yeah. But see, maybe, and this is, which is what something else we kind of need to figure out. Did Micah circle back with Jerry? Mm. You know, if all of a sudden it turns into that Jerry and Micah talked and then Micah came back again for a little bit more, and then if that's the case, Micah is now engaging Jerry in this. And David Mulugeta is, you know, David Mulugeta is like, whoa, wait a minute, Micah, what are you doing? You know, this is not the first time that Micah's been Micah. And I mean that in a positive way. I don't mean that. Micah's his own guy. He really, really is. So if in fact we learn that there was a day two of Micah returning and saying, hey, boss, what if we do this? Mm-hmm. What if we do this? Then now I see why Jerry is really, really upset. But, yeah, going around the way it is, I'm not washing my hands and say, oh, Jerry's, you know, right here mm-hmm. and Micah's wrong. I'm just saying I think they're both at fault, and I think Micah is probably being a little bit more reserved now because he's like, uh-oh, I just did something. I put my agent in a bad spot. Hmm. So he's over there in the penalty box for a couple of minutes
right.
while David Mulugeta says, well, hey, if you want to talk to me, you can talk to me, but we're not reaching out to you. And Jerry's like, F you, you know, your client who works for him came in and engaged in me in a conversation. That's your problem. You know, you need to have a little bit better control over your situation over there, Mr. Mulugeta.
Yeah.
You know, and again, if we find out there was a second meeting, now I see why Jerry's mad.
But what's the premise around that second meeting? Are we just kind of shooting the stuff because we're about to
I think
Jerry's got a history of trying to like bind you formally into
sure.
informal conversations, but like the one the agent told about a deal in 1992.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, on the phone with the guy trying saying, if you don't take less, we won't draft you.
Oh no,
you know,
the agent
30
yeah.
years ago crumpled it yeah. up and threw it back at Jerry.
Oh no,
I'm just saying it's hard to like have an opinion on who's in the right and who's in the wrong.
They're both
and suggest
in the wrong.
Anything
yeah,
about
I,
Micah.
No, they're both
because
both
right now
are.
It's a he said she said type.
There's
of deal.
No question.
Yeah.
But my point is, if we find out that there was a second meeting, you mm-hmm. know, if there was a second meeting where all of a sudden Micah slept on it and came back and asked for some more concessions and Jerry, because Jerry, to me, Jerry came out and said, hey, I offered this guy $200 million guarantee. I mean, that's what he was saying. Like he felt like that maybe he and the player had come to a number, and Micah's like, okay, well, what about this? And what? And but like I said, if he circled back the next day or a couple of days later, and still was negotiating with Jerry, then both parties are in the fault here.
Yeah.
Both parties are in the fault.
I think so. You know, so then where does it go from here?
I'm not deciding one way or another. I'm just saying.
Both parties at fault. Yeah, I can agree with that.
If you were Jerry Jones or you and I were negotiating, mm-hmm. and you're Jerry Jones, and I come in and I say, hey, boss, what about my contract? And you're like, okay, let's talk about your contract. And we start throwing numbers around and ideas of years and stuff and how we might structure it. And you're like, cool, okay, we'll get back. We'll get back. And never talking about David Mulugeta here. And then all of a sudden you circle back. Hey, Jerry, I was thinking. And he's like, all right, well, what else are you thinking about? And then all of a sudden Jerry said, well, wait a minute, I'm going to counter with this. And now Mike is not sure. Is he getting worked or is this really a good deal? Mm-hmm. And now he gets the cold feet. That's the thing I want to find out. Because I think both are in fault. But if there was a second meeting, then I believe that Micah probably put his agent in a really, really bad spot.
Well, I think he's going to have to be used to being in this spot for a while, because I think Jerry's telling you right now, we're not going to improve our offer in any way. Even if that one that they agreed to is still on the table.
I think he's mad.
We're heading for franchise tag time. Yeah. And so this thing's going to be playing out for quite a while. Okay. All righty. Rangers baseball today. I mean, just a crazy game if you are listening to it or watching it. The outfielders were struggling with the sun. I thought, man, this could really have a massive impact on who wins and loses. Rangers had a chance, actually, because of a Kansas City throwing error in the fifth inning that tied the game up at four. But every time you feel like it's time to start getting excited about this baseball team, it almost immediately smacks you in the face, and that's what Vinny Pasquantino did to you there in the bottom half of that fifth inning. And before you know it, you're leaving Kansas City losers 6-4, and they dropped 3 of 4 over the weekend. So that one was tough, especially after yesterday. They put up 6 runs and they went out and they won one for the skipper yesterday.
One for the skipper.
They did, and
they battled back today twice too. Unfortunately, just didn't work
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I think they got enough fight to them. This is a season not meant to be. We got a bunch of hockey news, actually. Mikko Rantanen's facing a near six-figure fine for missing mandatory military service for Finland. Yeah, apparently. Yeah, this is one of those. This applies to a couple of basketball players as well.
Yeah, Lauri Markkanen.
Let's pass the hat.
But just, somehow Roope Hintz got his exempt. So if I'm Rantanen, I'm like, well, what do you mean?
How does
Roope get his exempt? And I'm sitting here having to pay $100,000.
I tell you, the representative, for Mikko, he needs to worry about, man, what's going on here. Maybe
seriously,
he needs to get moved to another district where his guy's a little bit better in the government.
So this amount, the penalties you find of 10 to 15 days of salary. So no matter what your job is, if you're shirking this responsibility, then it's coming out of your check. The military responsibility started for him when the season was still going on. So they have
he was injured too.
Not
right?
A lot of patience. Comes to between 85,000 and 99,000 euros. Now he was not injured at the time.
He was
just playing for the Avalanche.
Okay.
His military service was scheduled for April 15th of 2024.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
USA Hockey has announced 44 players invited to the U.S. Men's Olympic orientation camp, and we got two guys, Jason Robertson and Jake Ottinger. So congrats to those boys. And Arlington-born defenseman Seth Jones of the Florida Panthers
among the
invitees as well. And just an entertainment note, I saw earlier this afternoon Super Troopers 3 is officially a thing now, with production starting this week and the entire cast is returning.
How were the other two? Were they pretty good?
Yeah. I don't know if I've seen two. I saw one at least 15
still pretty
times.
Fun. The sequel's still pretty funny.
Sequel's pretty dang good. But the original cult classic.
Absolutely.
Alrighty, G-Bag Nation, 105 through the fan. We are live at Jake's in Fort Worth. Meatheads Unite. Download Jake's app for easy online ordering and loyalty club points, as well as exclusive VIP perks. Home of the hand-cut fries, 100% Texas double beef patties, and freshly baked buns. And it's home of Fan Phenom coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. All right, we're back. We have the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30, LA Live at 5:40, and we'll give you some more of the biggest headlines of the day coming up next year on the Fam. All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We are live at Jake's in Fort Worth. Are you ready for a joke?
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at 1-888-EAR-POD-1
on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Job that doesn't feel like a job and comes with free burgers. Apply now at jakesburgersandbeer.com. Fan Phenom's coming up at 7 o'clock. Join us here downtown on Main. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. We're just over 6 minutes from the G-Bag of the Day. And LA Live's coming up at 5:40. Segment also brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or loved ones injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. We have a happy birthday to Cade, right?
Happy birthday to Cade.
Over here.
Big
happy
time
birthday.
Tolo out here.
What a guy.
With the wife.
Yeah, his wife and his friend here at Jake's in Fort Worth. So it's a birthday celebration here tonight. The SEC is approaching an agreement to go to a 9-game season. Does this matter at all to you, Brian? Is this a big old nothing burger?
No, I think it's actually pretty good. They forever in the SEC, we found a way to play a conference schedule and then schedule directional school in between there. And so by adding that extra game, though, I think what they want to make sure is that they get – the best possible schedule for seeding in the future.
One more game that matters.
Yeah, one more game that matters. Like, oh, well, look, we got a quality win against Mississippi, or we got a quality win against LSU.
Big win for the fans, dude. Yeah, yeah. We get more games that matter.
Well, that's I think that Greg Stanky and those guys down there are just
doing the Stanky leg.
Oh, Stanky.
Stanky. Greg Stanky.
Yeah.
I kind of got tongue-tied there for a minute. But Greg Stanky, he's trying his best to make sure that his conference is positioned in a way where they can say, well, wait, we have one more quality win.
Yeah, we got the resume.
And I think that this is fair because, like, Andy Staples, who does a great job covering college football for On3 Sports, I guess there's other SEC schools that do this already. Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, and South Carolina, they already are playing 9 SEC games.
They've got a lot of traditional rivals.
Yeah.
They've got rivals they don't want to give up.
And they have to whip up the necessary votes, when it comes to postseason.
Whipping them up.
Okay. Shedeur Sanders is going to play Saturday. He had the oblique situation. And he said, no hard feelings with Dylan Gabriel, saying there's a difference between competitors and entertainers. The rumor in Cleveland was that Gabriel might have been taking a shot at Shedeur, being kind of a celebrity QB. But he said Dylan immediately called him and said, no, I wasn't meaning you. I was just kind of talking about how the media is trying to make stuff out of stuff. But, we're good. So,
yeah.
I don't think either of them are all that great with Joe Flacco starting, right? We got work to do, boys. A 41-year-old guy that the league thought was washed up 10 years ago just beat us out.
You know what? If I'm one of these coaches that's kind of got one foot in the parking lot, play the young guy. Play the young guy. But I like Dylan Gabriel. I didn't have a problem with him, but I had Sanders higher.
Yeah.
I like Sanders as a quarterback better. Gabriel's accurate now. I mean, he could spin it pretty good when it comes to the underneath stuff and throwing it and that, an occasional ball down the field. But Sanders, you get really more to it, more that element to his game. I mean, it's not like Lamar Jackson to me. He can run and move, but he's not the college quarterback, the read option stuff. He's a move in the pocket, stand in the pocket, throw kind of guy. But man, I mean, he's very capable. If I was the staff in Cleveland, I'm like,
who wants 10 wins with Joe Flacco I think
everybody believes that their job's going to be saved with Joe Flacco.
Make the playoffs, save our jobs.
Yeah, for Cleveland, it's a big deal. Yeah. I mean, they don't make the playoffs much.
What it save you is going with a young guy.
That's what I'm saying.
He's our future.
You show that the young guy, you can win games with the young guy. That's why the Giants should go with Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
You know what you have in those. You sign Wilson and Jameis Winston, those guys. not even knowing, you're thinking like, okay, we're going to need some guys. And then all of a sudden, whoa, wait, we get Jackson Dart. He kind of falls down the board. We're there. We get him. We draft him. Move on from guys. I mean, you got a guy you obviously want. Start him. It might just – I don't know. I would go nuts if I was these places at the Giants, and then all of a sudden we're going to get fired because we played, you know, we played Russell Wilson for a games, and then, you know, we're 500. And if we'd have played the other guy, we'd have probably won.
I think it's just a matter of time for both those guys, Sanders and Dart.
Then it might be too late for the coach.
That's on the GM.
And, yeah. Well, you're right.
The Shador stuff's getting juicier, though, because did you see Eric Dickerson?
What did he say?
He said he was on Rogan and Rodney. He was on a podcast. Now Albert Breer is talking about it as well, I think with Dan Patrick, but basically said he heard from a high-ranking source that the NFL told teams not to draft Shador Sanders to make an example out of him and Coach Prime. That's what Eric Dickerson is alleging right now.
Wow, that is juicy.
From an NFL collusion standpoint.
I think that absolutely happened.
That makes sense.
A lot of people already assume that was kind of the thing.
Let's go to Mel Kiper for his thoughts on that.
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
What'd you guys think last night, okay? What was it, 6 months or so ago, maybe less than that, AAC fans kicked out for Fire Nico signs. Everybody jumped on the Mavs. Last night, a fan kicked out of practice for a Fire the GM sign, chanting Fire Jerry.
Yeah, that was surprising.
See that story?
That was surprising. I mean, I'd love to see it from just like Cowboys fans showing that type of energy. Yeah. Like, yeah. We need more of that. There needs to be more of that. And I'm surprised that from a Cowboys standpoint, an organization that has perpetually been willing to put up with a lot of backlash. They were not here for that.
They get a little sensitive.
They will remind you that they have very thick skin. They'll remind you that.
They will.
This was not an example of that.
Yeah, not when it comes to selling or firings of their own.
I tried for 3 years to fire Jason Garrett.
Yeah, but like anybody that's in the front office.
And it ultimately hurt
not
me.
The head coach can be replaced.
Live from Jake's in Fort Worth, it's time to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has the G-Bag of the day.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Does my mic sound nice? What it do?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. Hey, you wouldn't be shocked if the NFL did what they legend, Eric Dickerson is a legend, happened, right?
Nobody would be shocked.
Especially with all the collusion that's already been proven to be true.
Come on, Phil.
Yeah, after the Lamar Jackson stuff. Oh, well, nobody else, or Deshaun Watson, don't be giving guaranteed contracts anymore. So 100%.
Shoot, how they ran Kaepernick out the business. Let me further know. All right, this is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. It's presented by Berkey's Plumbing, AC, and Electrical. My name is Lucius Alexander. I go by L.A. If you see anything we should be playing, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Yeah! Fort Worth, what it do? Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You could follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. I believe this is day number 3 for this champion audio. Am I correct here?
Yes.
Thank you, bro.
You're welcome.
No, I was nodding my head. I'm sorry. I'm doing bad radio.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know either.
That's weed.
I usually keep up with it, but when the schedule gets changed, so does my mind, bro. So does my mind. All right, this is from the RJ and Choppy show. Bobby Belt gave Scott Braun a wag of the finger.
Yesterday, for him to come on Twitter and go, one of our producers who lives in the area sent me a clip from your show the other day. Thanks for that. Because you look at his picture. That's how he talks. He goes, send me a clip the other day. Thanks
what
for the shout out. It's
about,
an honor.
Bill?
Okay, so what are you God. Like? Are you trying to like tell him like, oh, I was listening. So just know that I'm listening to anything you say. And I told him, I replied. I said, if I'd known you were listening, I would have said more. So I'll go ahead and say it now. You look like Bobby. Dillard's cologne samples and Twitter bio pronouns, dude. You are a guy who puts Emmy winner in his LinkedIn job title and edits his own Wikipedia page. And I only say that because I know that's exactly what you do. You edit your own Wikipedia page and you have 4-time Emmy winner in your stupid bio. Now I know you couldn't stay in the broadcast industry on your own since you got fired from MLB Network and NHL Network. You're the 2-time fired. So it's easier for you to think it must be because you're not a shock jock, that's why you couldn't stick in the industry on your own. But you don't have a job because you're not good enough. So, and I called around about you yesterday. I got a lot of friends in media, too. 100% did. 100% did. And there were a lot of people who wanted to talk about you. Okay, so I'll holster it for now because I know you're the exact type of person who's going to go, by the way, when somebody screen records that S for you again today, And so I'll have it for you with your little passive-aggressive ego because it won't allow you to shut up. Just know people in the industry talk about you, and I'm sure you know what your reputation is. So take that dorky little chain off of your Twitter bio picture and, like, grow up and be an adult and do something for yourself instead of, like, leeching off of A.J. Pierzynski.
Woo.
I didn't see this. Pathetic loser.
Tear him up, man.
Oh, my god!
I didn't see that one coming.
That would win Fan Phenom tonight, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. They'd kill him with the fire.
Let's go.
I seen the photo he was finally talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now I see, when he says Dillard's cologne, I get it.
You can smell it from the picture.
Bro, oh, my god. Bobby, stop. Oh, please, Bobby, don't hurt him. All right, let's go to WNBA last night. Dallas Wings, LA Sparks. Your girl Plum, Kelsey Plum, was not a fan of how Paige Bueckers was putting up them buckets on him. Putting up buckets on him.
I know this is a playoff push, 9-game season for you guys. How do you turn the page and get ready for the next one?
Yeah, we got to play some f***ing defense.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Thank you, KP.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Pip.
Everybody.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Everybody, just thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Thank you and thank you again.
Really appreciate that.
Oh, my Lord.
Our Hager Slacks Big Play Award, Kelsey.
What was her shooting percentage? Paige Bueckers was like in the 80s or something like that?
I think it was 17 of 21.
Historic.
Great.
First 40 bomb at 80% plus in league history.
Jeez.
Only 6 free throws.
Mm.
Pretty impressive.
It's getting worked.
All right. Let's see here. What we got? Chicago Cubs broadcasters. You guys familiar with those guys?
Ron something?
Is it still Pat Hughes?
Swanson?
Ron Swanson.
John Bog?
No.
Bogue?
Oh, no.
Right.
Don't know him.
Don't know
him. Okay. Are you familiar with the legendary Notre Dame basketball coach, Digger Phelps?
Digger Phelps.
Absolutely.
Yep. Richard
right.
Digger
right.
Phelps.
Richard Digger Phelps. I wish we would use Richard a little bit more when Digger's name.
Yeah, for real, man.
Richard Digger Phelps.
Digger Phelps.
That's a stay away.
Yeah. He was out there. I think he threw the first pitch at the Chicago Cubs game. Oh, and he also sang the, yeah, right? Oh, I believe sure. so. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And he was singing the seventh inning stretch song.
Right, right.
Take us
out to the ball game.
And then when he got finished, the broadcasters had to go to break. And they gave a shout out to Digger.
Our seventh inning stretch brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you, Digger.
That's crazy.
Did he used to do the highlight with the tie? That is that him on ESPN?
Crazy.
Yeah. 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 You're right. We should probably go Richard.
The carries doing Chicago. It's not like Chip Carry there.
You got to be very confident in your ability to say words right.
And that is a new campaign.
Our seventh inning stretch brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you, Digger.
Stretching out to all demographics
for
out
you.
There.
Yeah, he held that you.
God. Jeez, bro.
Very aggressive.
Yeah, I had to do some research when I first heard it. I was like, wait, what? Why did he say it so happily? Like, he was so happy to say it. He said it with so much energy, bro.
For you, Digger.
Oh. John
he said it with all his teeth.
But oh, it's Boog. Boog Shiambi.
Yeah, it's John Shiambi and Jim DeShays. I had to look this
Jim DeShays?
Jim DeShays is okay. The game analyst, and John Shiambi is the primary play-by-play announcer.
John, need to chill out, bro. You need to chill, John.
This Bud's for you, Digger.
You got to chill, John.
You put the E on the ER on there and everything.
Reckless,
very
dog.
Excited.
I ain't show nothing but teeth when he said it. My man was, yeah, too excited. All right, how about this? And yesterday's a church day. I pray you got your blessing. I've been praying a whole lot lately. I tell you what. I tell you what. Got to stay in prayer, man. Prayer warriors.
For peace in your life.
All of that. Healing, everything.
Yeah.
We have a pastor right here that fired a musician because they
oh, no.
Pastor wanted to get into the service, but my man on the keys, he wanted to get into the praise break. You know, he was watching the audience, and the audience wanted to do some praising. They wanted to hear some more music. Pastor wanted to get into preaching, so the preacher fired the fool.
Amen. We don't stop right now. But Hood, we don't stop right now. We don't stop right now, Hood, because the pastor says stop. 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 You won't defy me? After today, your services are no longer needed.
Ooh.
Your services are no longer needed.
Got fired at church.
Your services are no longer needed, bro.
That was a very spirited musician guy.
Yeah, he was just reading the audience. We want to hear that praise. Yeah. Hit them drums. Pock 'em, pock 'em, pock 'em, pock 'em, pock 'em, pock 'em. We want to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, man, that's it.
Okay, we got Bobby Belt, our two-time champ, looking for three. We got Kelsey Plum after Paige Beckers hit him for 44. You got the Cubs announcers with a beer sponsor read or your church blessings. I'm going to go with Kelsey Plum myself here tonight, Chief. How about you?
I'm going to rock with the champion.
Okay, Lucius?
Oh, shoot. Hold on, man.
This is a shoot one.
I got caught up. I'm going with Digger Phelps, bro.
Here we are. We're still tied at one, Woolchuck.
I'm going to go with Bobby.
Brian?
Bobby!
Digger Phelps.
By a score of 2-2, we have a tie. Jump onto at G-Bag Nation. We'll create an Insta poll. You can vote here, and we'll announce it by the time we get to the end of LA Live. But go to at G-Bag Nation on Twitter, and you'll be able to vote. And you will decide who is the champ between our two finalists. Lucius, what do we have coming up next?
It's a Thirsty Thursday ladies night. Let's have a little fun, ladies. Stick around and get down next.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at 1-888-EAR-POD-1
on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Lucius. We're live at Jake's in Fort Worth. No Rangers game tonight. They did lose earlier, dropped 3-4 there in Kansas City, but we're going all the way till 7 o'clock, then the Fan After Dark. And Fan Phenom's coming up at 7 o'clock. If you want to try out to be the next fan host, you need to join us here. Woolchuck's going to be hosting you and interviewing you, talking sports with you, coming up starting at 7 o'clock here, live and in person. You can still vote for the G-Bag of the Day at G-Bag Nation. Bobby Belt leads the Cubs' Digger Phelps read there. And here's Lucius with some L.A. Live.
All right, all right. It's a Thirsty Thursday, Ladies Night edition of L.A. Live. Let's get into it after the ladies' man himself, Frick James.
All right, you swear. It's time you smoke. A fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
One of my next-door neighbors is a 90-year-old man suffering from Alzheimer's. And every single morning at 9 a.m., he knocks on my door and he asks me if I have seen his wife. Which means that every single morning at 9 a.m., I have to explain to a 90-year-old man suffering from Alzheimer's that his wife has been dead for quite some time. Now, I have thought about moving. I have thought about just not answering my door in the morning. But to be honest, it's worth it just to see the smile on his face. Yeah, for some reason that joke's a crowd pleaser.
Hey. This is LA Live for Thursday, August 21st, 2025. It is a Thirsty Thursday, Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Welcome in to the Tolo, ladies.
Hey,
you are appreciated.
Oh, you gotta give him that huck to him.
Yeah, you are appreciated, lady. What else you got for y'all? Recognize this? It's not. But I hear they watch more than we do, actually. I really heard that.
It's crazy, man. They're putting up numbers.
Yeah, I really heard.
Freaks.
Same categories?
Stretching Kikuchi tonight.
Right. That's right.
Maybe a little different.
Just a little bit. Yeah, shout out to the Tolo ladies, man. You are appreciated. This is LA Live. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Hold up.
Think a man should ever tell a female how to dress?
What I've seen here tonight? Hell yeah.
Hell no!
Because, would you wear that to church?
I do. I go to church in my living room. God, and I wear what I want.
But in a brick and mortar? Hell no. Hell no. So, yeah, you do tell a woman what she needs to be wearing when she leaves the house.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hey, just say no I just say
what? What?
Ain't no man telling me what to put on, and I'm married.
No.
Hell no.
Hell no! LA Live 105.3 The Fan Ladies Night. All right, confess right here, fellas. Be honest. Have you ever catcalled a woman?
What is a catcall?
Nah. Where you just kind of drive by.
I just can't say, whistle holler, that.
Yeah, you're like honking at her and she's like jogging. Maybe she's walking by. You're posting up somewhere. Hey. That type of thing. Trying to get their attention. I've never really done that, but I have been around some fellas. We might go hit the mall or something like that, post up around the food corner area.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some girl with some white boots on might walk by. You call her, hey, white boots.
Love the boots.
Let me holler at you, white boots.
Love the boots.
I was always catcalling the ones that had the free samples there in the mall.
Man, Eric and I'd
be catcalling the hell out of those
chicks.
Absolutely.
What is that? That bourbon chicken?
The bourbon chicken.
The bourbon chicken.
Bro, God.
it doesn't taste as good after you buy it. But it is so damn good
off
when you get the free sample.
Off a toothpick,
it's the best
man.
Thing.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, it's crazy when you go get that whole $12 thing.
Yeah.
It's like, man, it just didn't hit like it did on that toothpick, though.
There's it's true.
They put a little MSG on there for us. So nobody's involved with catcalling. You guys are above that, which you should be because it's...
Not that kind of confidence. It's against the law, bro.
You know it's against the law, right?
I did not know
I did not know that.
It's against the law if you get caught catcalling, Mr. Dawson.
Well, it is rude.
Really?
Yeah.
So it could just be like trying to get her attention?
You could be trying to get her attention, and she takes it as harassment. You're catcalling her.
Yeah.
You got to deal with something.
I'm more with Brian on this one. I'm just wondering from my own curiosity, like, where is that line? You know, what's the difference between, like, hollering at a chick and catcalling her?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, check this out. Maybe this is coming to the States, but British officers pose as joggers to catch street harassers. Catcalling cops.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they deployed plainclothes officers posing as joggers through areas identified as harassment hotspots. What is that? First of all,
construction sites, right?
What is a harassment hotspot?
Yeah, I agree. I've always thought that it's the construction sites.
What an honor, though, to be one of those officers that gets called to be the...
Oh, yeah.
You know, the one that's getting hollered at. Like, hey, we around the office... Feel like you're hot enough.
Yeah.
Go out there and do the Lord's work.
Yeah, going out there. You get that dumpster.
Now, was that a cat calling? She might be like, well, you're my first perp.
Yeah.
Officer Jones, walk with me.
James Bond is the only, like, British, like, policeman that's, like, in shape, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
I mean, for the most part, yeah.
You don't. There's
Bobbies,
no other.
Bobbies.
The British I'm just telling you, man, they show a lot of those dudes wearing the day glow jackets. Look like me out there, big, maybe triple extra large jacket at the soccer match.
Yeah.
You
a lot
know,
of starches.
They've got the hats. Guys. Yeah, the hat's good looking, but that jacket looks like a tarp out there at Wrigley Field. You know what we're talking about? Like the rain tarp.
Look like they could play first base.
I'm just telling you, there's some linebacker-like dudes. So if you're like a jogger guy, show up.
Hey, you say that, but in the comments of this story – mm-hmm. There were some mad Americans. I'll tell you what, bro. We are crazy on the internet. They showed the two girls that were, you know, they were using to catch these harassers. And they were like
summer teeth.
In England, there may be eights, but over here, the twos.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying that. That's what the comments said. Yeah, the goal is to catch individuals catcalling, targeting women for unwanted comments, gestures, and behaviors. The operation led to 18 arrests.
Jeez.
Damn.
You got arrested for a cat calling, bro. Like honking your horn. That is so embarrassing. Yeah. If you got a girlfriend, a wife, even just a regular old family like your mom, you live with your mom, you embarrassed.
Yeah, just some couth about you.
Second only to the rest stop arrest. You know what I'm saying?
The shoots happen to
the rest stop arrest.
I don't think there's any coming back from that.
Oh, no.
The rest stop arrest is crazy.
At a gas station.
The old Watt Lizard.
Oh, no.
They had those ladies, their truck drivers on TikTok. Their stories are, man. That's some scary stuff those ladies got.
Man, that's funny, Dawson.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, 18 people, bro, arrested, so they got to tell their family. I got caught catcalling a cop dressed up as a decoy.
Jeez, where have you been?
Yeah. Hey, not everyone supports this operation. There's a free speech union. They call it a bizarre social psychology experiment.
Yeah.
Yep. They said it's messing up the free speech thing.
Agreed. I mean, so if you're like a lady walking by yourself through a busy area, I think it's just terrifying. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be allowed to. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Nah, I'm with you on that one, bro. I'm 100% with you on that one. Hold on.
Like, I don't even want my daughter getting, she's 14. She wants to get her learner's permit here in the next year or so. I don't want her going to the gas station to even fill up.
You know
what I'm saying? Because that's like, I think that's one of those hot spots where dudes are creepy, you know?
The grocery store, bro. The grocery store. My grocery store. Around the grocery store. She dresses down purposely. And I be telling her, no, they like that, baby. That is usually a man.
Like the homely
they
look.
They like that.
Anything's a kink.
Yeah.
There were sexuality slurs.
Burger King mom. You guys remember Burger King mom at all?
No.
South Carolina mother of three, Nakia Hamilton, was filmed working a Burger King solo for 12 hours straight.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Shout out to her.
Yeah, she went hella viral and whatnot. She has been fired from her job.
Why?
Because she was exposing the bad staffing? BK?
Okay, I might think that maybe her manager maybe fired her because I just got showed up.
You exposed me.
Yeah, I just got showed up.
You tattled on me to the world.
Yeah, that's how Jerry Jones would do it.
Well, who else is going to run the store?
Yeah, but she went hella viral. She's been fired, calling out too much and showing up late. She says she has to take care of a kid. She's got three kids. Anyway, she started a GoFundMe, so don't feel bad for her. She's almost up to $100,000 already.
Okay, good for her.
There we go.
100K!
Almost good work if you can get it.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty impressive, you know, doing everything. I guess you don't have to wash dishes at BK.
She says she did every single thing, even like the little close-down steps you have to do, as well as, you know, watching the fries, watching the onion rings, flipping the burgers, getting the chicken, you know, working the register, working the drive-through. She was killing it. I seen it before over in Las Colinas. I didn't see it personally, but I seen it on Dallas, Texas TV. Girl's working at McDonald's by herself. Killing it.
Jeez.
Killing it. All right, before I get out of here, you fellas familiar with Maury Povich?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's married to Connie Chung.
I'm so glad you said that. So he has a podcast, and he has his wife, Connie Chung, as a guest.
Okay.
And he put her business all the way out there, but I can't tell if this is cuck energy or if he's trying to shame her.
You became a big star.
Well, no, I mean, whatever.
And you kind of messed around with stars.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't mess around with stars.
Yeah, I think you can name a few.
No, I'm not. No, I did not. I did not mess around with them. I knew them. You messed around. It's in the book.
Yeah, it is, but...
Warren Beatty.
You know what
my sister said about Warren Beatty?
Yes, every woman
who came to California had to go through him. It was like... an immigration system.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Warren Beatty was out here slaying them.
Very weird.
He was.
That might be a little jealous about your past boyfriend energy.
So I'll bring it up on my pod to shame you?
She's trying to sell this book.
Yeah.
Sell
him, honey.
I mean, sex does sell, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe
she's
this is
way
a,
more famous
we're trying to
than
sell
him.
The book.
You reported on Hollywood. Yeah. All those guys have been in your pants.
They're all dirty as hell. Why don't you read them
the book?
Out?
Yeah,
you're catcalling you, aren't they? I heard. You.
Just give me a minute. I'm going to the bathroom.
You are not the mother.
You are not the mother.
No, nobody would claim a W like you as their mother.
Yeah, I used to watch that.
It's in the book.
Jenny Jones. Jenny Jones.
Yes, oh, yes, dude. It was so smutty.
Yeah, she always had. I was a nerd in high school.
Yes.
Now
yes.
I have muscles and a Trans Am. Yes. You can kiss my behind.
From geek to freak.
Yeah, always. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That is my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Be safe.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the Cheap Bag Nation. We're at Jake's. Locally owned and operated, serving up freshly baked buns, locally sourced beef in a bar full of Texas brands. It's not just about burgers. Although they crush it, Jake's new menu has something for everyone. And your chance to be the next fan host is coming up at 7 o'clock here live on the scene with Wolchuk. What are we doing next, Zach?
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.